Jesus said, Luke 18:8, will there be any faith left when the Son of Man returns? That means, will there be any biblical faith left when the Son of Man returns? Jesus is no liar. He said everything his Father did not plant will be uprooted. Jesus did not plant Crossing Church. Jesus did not plant the Pentecostal faith. So look up our testing neighbors. Our testing at don'tperish.com shows you what a corrupt, unbiblical place this is. They cannot give an answer in God's holy word. 1 Peter 3:15. Be ready to give an answer for the hope that lies within you. But you can't do it here at Crossing Church because you don't have the truth. There is no unconditional love of God for the gospel. There is no pagan holidays, Christmas, Easter, Good Friday. These are Roman Catholic lies. There is no feminist lady pastors. There is no worldliness connected to the so-called body of Christ. But what there is there's a true gospel and there's a true doctrine. Folks, test yourselves. Look at our testing at don'tperish.com. They can try to hide the truth, but it's going to go out. They can't hide their sin and their lies. We've already seen it with their feminization and their pagan ways. And their men that are impotent in the Word of God. Impotent men in the Word of God. Test yourself, neighbors. Our testing is up. There's going to be audio and video. You're being deceived by this goat farm. Michael Pepin and Greg and his wife at the other church. You're being deceived. Your feminization. Look at you, ma'am. You haven't come out of the world, ma'am. You're supposed to cover your heads. You're supposed to be godly and holy, ma'am. You're not. You're not. You're part of the feminized system here. We see the harlotry going on here. We see women showing their bodies off. Women wearing makeup. Men wearing earrings. Probably makeup too. Men showing their bodies off. Jesus said, you know a tree by its fruit, neighbor. Look at the fruit of this place. Corrupt American churchianity that cannot stand in God's word. Again, Jesus said everything his Father did not plant will be uprooted. If you go to don'tperish.com, you look up our testing, we show you why this is a corrupt system of man. It is not rooted in God's word. Look up our testing. We do it for free. We're not money takers guaranteeing money back guarantee with a tithe. What a bunch of hirelings. Guaranteeing money back. On a tithe. It shows you what money mongers they are. They don't even know that tithe is Old Testament. They don't even know how to come out of the world. Look up our testing, folks. It's going to be up at don'tperish.com. How come none of your men can give an answer here? How come they're all a bunch of impotent cowards? The Bible says give an answer and they can't. Shame and folly against them. So we're just telling the truth and loving our neighbor. So we're just going to keep telling the truth. We're going to warn our neighbors about the truth of this false Crossing Church. That you cannot find eternal life in your false gospels. That you cannot find eternal life in your limp-wristed, weak Iron Man. Sir, you don't have an Iron Man shirt on. Where's the Bible? Can you bring the scripture, sir? Jesus said we live by every word out of the mouth of God. How come you're living behind feminist lady pastors at the other campus and weak men like Michael Pippin? How come you're doing that? How come you're hiding behind the unconditional love of God? Where's that in the Holy Scriptures? How about that? Where is that in the Holy Scriptures? You don't even have it. You don't have anything from God's word. We come and mock you like the prophet mocked the prophets of Baal because you have not the truth of God. The biblical gospel that sets you free is the shed blood of Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection. You must repent and come out of every false way. come out. Turn, touch not the unclean thing, and God says, I will receive you, 2 Corinthians 6. But you guys are acting like daughters of the harlot, the Roman Catholic Church, practicing her pagan holidays, her building system, her worldliness. Yes, I said it before on the videos, I'll say it again. You guys are spiritual perverts because you've perverted the Word of God, and you are spiritual whores. Crossing Church is a bunch of spiritual whores. Look up the word. It's 60 times in the Bible. Because you're practicing whoredom. You're outside of the truth of God's word. That's a spiritual whore. You're also selling the things of God. Money back guarantee on tithing. You can't be serious. So these are the things we stand against. False gospels, lady pastors in your other campus, Michael Pepin at Revelation 21:8, coward, who cannot stand the test of God's word. The scriptures prove it over and over again. John 3:19 through 21. The light has come, but men love to hide in the darkness. Men love to stand in the dark like a bunch of cockroaches. Repent, folks, you're being deceived by false churchianity here. Turn from your sin and your wickedness. Turn from your false ways. Look up our testing at don'tperish.com. Ma'am, your false churchianity is not going to save you. Turn and repent. Look at that testing at don'tperish.com. There to show you for free. We're not hirelings like these men. We're not money takers. We're not false teachers. We actually teach what the Word of God says. That you have to repent and come out of the world. That you have to follow in sound doctrine that saves you. 1 Timothy 4:16. Sound doctrine saves you. Why is that true? Because you know the truth. You walk in the truth. You live the truth. Jesus is the truth. The Spirit is the truth. But men that follow false doctrine don't follow the truth, of course. They're false teachers. They're hirelings. Look up our testing, video and audio to come. To love our neighbor with the truth of God. The Bible is absolutely a loving book. The book of Acts never uses love for evangelism one time. The word love's not in the book of Acts. Only three verses talk about the love of God for the world. It's always repent, obey, come out, endure in holiness. These churches that use unconditional love, feminization, worldliness, seven mountain mandates. How foolish. Seven mountain mandates. You can't even defend your own church system against an old man with a gospel sign. How are you going to bring the seven mountain mandates to government, Hollywood, sports, education? What a bunch of foolish men. You're not going to find it because it's not biblical. Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. They called the police on us. The police can do nothing because we're peaceful and legal. How about you, sir? Do you have a Bible you can open up and show me where's unconditional love of God? Can you show me that? Our testing is already on the internet. We're going to be adding audio, video to it. Test yourself to the biblical gospel, young man. Stay out of the churches. They're lying. Seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth. Loving our neighbor with a pure love. Calling out all sin and false ways. Calling out false doctrine that cannot save. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. What are you living for? Are you living for Christ the King of Kings? Or are you living for lies and worldliness? Another worldly looking man. Maybe you could show me where's unconditional love in the Bible. Can you show me that anywhere, sir? No, of course you can't show me because it's not in the scriptures. It's not in the scriptures anywhere. Because you're a bunch of Revelation 21:8 cowards, impotent men that don't have the truth of God. Wow, the internet testing of you guys is going to show it so much. That you have not the truth of God. That you don't even love the truth of God. See, a transformed heart desires the truth of God. You guys don't even have a transformed heart. I was a worldly, wicked man, fighter, drunk, and the transformed heart of God by the Holy Spirit made me desire and want new life and truth and holiness. So we stood out here all the way till the end. There's only like, I don't know, five cars left. No Michael Pepin. Greg and his feminist wife are in Tampa, I guess. They called the police on us. Brother, how many Bible verses did they bring out to refute one thing I said? My brother's holding up a goose egg. Five men did come out as soon as I asked them. They came out to sweep away a sheep that came to talk to us. I think we came for that guy today. I'm going to do an audio about it just at the end.